Hello, my name is Sailor Cooper. This time here with another 6-minute segment to talk about performance development, which is also important when going into broadcasting. I'll talk about how to develop your performance style, how to avoid the amateurish level, and how to build a good rapport with your audience. You won't develop a good delivery style overnight. It takes time, and it's a combination of developing a good voice, learning how to use the techniques, and becoming an effective reader of copy, particular material you haven't written. A few beginners assume they can sight read copy. This is unlikely. It's hard enough mastering material you've practiced. The best thing to do is record yourself regularly and be critical of the results. Even that could be challenging, as you will tend to hear what you think you said, even if it isn't clear. Having someone else review the recording with you will be a good check. This is a practice even veteran pros do regularly. Often station managers have regular meetings with talent, which they critique these recordings, known as air checks. Next, to move beyond the amateurish level performance, avoid fillers like and you know. Another earmark of the amateur is a performance that includes mispronunciation of words or grammatical errors. The audience expects announcers to speak perfectly, and they cannot mispronounce words. A common error for beginners, and one that makes their experience really stand out, is letting their voice trail off on the last word or two of the sentence. The pattern, called a throw away, makes those words sound unimportant and sometimes unintelligible. A few beginning announcers have an inept delivery style because they have a poor reading ability. Sometimes poor eyesight is the problem, but that's easily corrected. But often the problem is simply the inability to correctly read a script without stumbling, hesitating, or just misreading lines. Practice will help, and being aware that this is a problem will prompt extra care to be taken when reading a script. Concentration is a big factor. Professionals give reports in the midst of all sorts of distractions. At first, you are conscious of everything around you to the point that your attention to the script may wane. Work on mentally blocking out your environment and focusing totally on the copy. This too takes practice, but it's well worth the effort. Although it sounds a bit strange, be sure that you are really seeing the words. Beginners often read or speak with indistinct speech, as they mumble or slur phrases, which is a problem of weak enunciation. Whether you go into broadcasting or not, this is a habit to which you should give serious attention. Anyone who attempts to lead or give directions while mumbling is destined to have problems, and it could jeopardize any career. Slowing delivery and concentrating on completing every word is a way to start. It will yield an overly precise speech, but getting used to saying each word completely will get you on the right track. If the listener can't understand you, you have no chance. Other illustrated problems of beginning announcers include an improper rate of speech, either too slow or excessively fast, misplaced emphasis, pausing or stressing words that shouldn't be stressed, and a quote dead delivery, one that lacks vitality and enthusiasm. If your performance approach includes any of these characteristics, you must work to eliminate them now. Third, to build rapport with your audience, it is important to be knowledgeable of what you're talking about or what it is about the format of music you're playing. To build a connection with your audience, work at being current on information such as the latest music or news. If your audience is younger, you'll need to be seen as cool, hip, and be aware of the latest trends. This will make you appealing and someone with whom they want to be associated. If your audience is older, they will generally expect you to be more sophisticated and interesting and present a more mature image. Being community spirited will also add to your appeal. To summarize, you need to come across as an interesting person that your audience would like to know better. When discussing what it takes to be a successful broadcaster and to build audience rapport, there is no word more important than integrity, which you are trusted in what you say is believed. Your audience also needs to see you as a friend that comes through in the way you talk, the way you greet people, and the way you conduct yourself in public. Just as we talk about the performer needing a pleasing voice, that same performer also needs a pleasing personality. You need to be interesting. These are internal characteristics that can't really be taught, but you should be aware that before an audience will build an emotional bond with a performer, they must find that performer personally appealing. If they don't, it will be hard to establish any rapport with a viewer or listener. To conclude, these are the three simple steps to have a good delivery style, avoid an amateurish level, and to build a good rapport with your audience. By following these three simple steps, you will have a great radio show, and your audience will think that you sound wonderful. Again, my name is Sailor Cooper. The last 6 minutes have been an informative presentation on how to develop your delivery style, enhance your performance, and build a good rapport with your audience. All these things are of the utmost importance in becoming a broadcaster. And by utilizing these steps, your performance will improve. I sincerely hope you use these tips to enhance your performance so you can become a broadcaster yourself. Remember, practice makes perfect, so therefore you should practice your vocal development and your performance development to create the perfect combination of a broadcaster.